Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. Stand up for your country. So just before airtime here, we tape a little bit in advance. I got a missive from The Hill. That's a political news website, thehill.com. And it said that below 20% of the American people want Biden to run for re-election again. Now, I don't know if that stat is true or not. It probably is with the inflation craziness that we saw today. We'll get into that in a little while. But I've been telling you for months that Biden is not going to run for re-election. It's virtually impossible for him to do that now. And I think he's going to resign about 30% chance next year, 2023, because it is an unmitigated disaster. So as it gets worse for President Biden, it also gets worse for the Democratic Party and the progressive movement. They're all tied in together. So as Biden declines, so does the Democratic Party, so does the progressive movement. And they don't know what to do. They don't know how to counter anything. They don't have any ability to problem solve. That was the reason that I opposed Biden's nomination so much, because in his whole history of being in the Senate, the man has never put forth an innovative solution to any problem in his life. He can't do it. He doesn't know how to do it. He doesn't care to do it. And now he's creating problems. Look, every one of us is losing under President Biden between $5,000 and $6,000 a year right now. And most Americans don't have that kind of money to lose every year, particularly if you have a lot of kids and, you know, your job is paying you a good wage, but taxes kill us and everything's going up. I mean, everything is going up. And that's why we've instituted the Smart Life segment, which we have tonight at the end of the program, to give you some ability to fight back against this madness. But anyway, I think that the progressive movement is done, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Now, the only thing that the Democrats have and the progressive movement has is we hate Trump. That's all they have left. There aren't any policy successes. There isn't any innovative global warming, climate change thing on the horizon. There's nothing. It's we hate Trump. And which entity epitomizes we hate Trump? The January 6th committee in the House. And I want to get into that now. I don't cover this on a daily basis because I know you don't really care about it. You, my audience on radio and television. And you know that it's designed to diminish Donald Trump to make sure he cannot be elected president again. That's what it's designed to do. It's not designed to find out truths or to prevent another January 6th attack on the Capitol. That's so far away from what they want to do. And everybody knows that. But the media takes that cudgel, all right? Cudgel is something you pound. And they, in my local left-wing newspaper, Newsday, there it is. Big headline today, January 6th committee, blah, 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 blah. Means nothing. Doesn't mean anything to working people who are losing $6,000 a year. Nothing. So the only thing that the media was able to sell to the American public off this January 6th committee, the only thing was this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, who worked in the Trump White House. Roll it.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
Okay, so that is uncorroborated hearsay. It would never be admissible as any kind of, say, evidence to get a warrant. All right, because she didn't see it. She is saying this is what somebody told me, and no one will corroborate. Instead, the Secret Service says never happened. he said, she said, but a little bit more than that. So the Secret Services will come in January 6th committee and testify under oath. It never happened. Did they call the Secret Service? No. Now, maybe they will down the road, but the road's kind of getting a little tight now, isn't it? So if they really knew that this happened, they would have called the Secret Service in under oath, but they didn't. Now, as a journalist and as an American, that tells me this is BS, okay? It's BS. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Now, let's advance the story. So there are two people that are spokespersons for the January 6th committee. Liz Cheney, you know about her. She in 3 weeks will be gone because the voters in Wyoming are going to boot her out of her seat. And a guy named Jamie Raskin, a Democratic congressman from Maryland. So here's what Raskin said this week. Go.
White House counsel Pat Cipollone has corroborated almost everything that we had learned from the prior hearings. And he had clearly tried to talk President Trump down from his efforts to override the election. I mean, he had been apparently accepting and supportive of the lawsuits.
Okay, that's just not true. And Raskin knows it's not true. So Cipollone, who was the presidential counsel, his name is Pat Cipollone, I should say. He became counsel December 10th, 2018, 56 years old, New York City resident, married with 10 children. Guy's got 10 kids. So he took over, but he didn't confirm, Raskin says, almost everything. No, he didn't. That's just not true. And Raskin doesn't care what's true. He knows the media will run whatever he says. All right, so again, the most important thing, accusation, was from this Cassidy Hutchinson. Now, we've done some investigating. It would be physically impossible for a president or any human being, sitting in the back seat of a limousine to reach across and grab the steering wheel. It's impossible, physically impossible. You can't do it. All right, so again, that just wipes it all out. But Cipollone is interesting. All right, because he was counsel. And he did disagree with Donald Trump on January 6th. Roll the tape.
With respect to the whole election fraud issue, it, to me, it's sort of, if you're going to make those kind of claims, and people were open to them early on because people were making all sorts of claims. And the real question is, show the evidence. Okay,
that's what we've said from the very beginning. You cannot make a blanket statement that there was massive fraud in the election unless you have evidence to back it up. There is some evidence. The Zuckerberg Wisconsin stuff is the strongest. But certainly on January 6th, 2021, that evidence did not exist. So Cipollone disagreed with his boss, Donald Trump. That is true. And most people in the White House at that point did not want President Trump to go to the Capitol after that riot began. That is true. So I'm going to just give you this one last time because I don't want to be repetitive. All right? We're going to do this for the record because I know what happened. So 3 days before, on January 3rd, 2021, the White House knew that there was going to be a big demonstration in Washington. They also knew that people were coming in with some kind of harm potential. They didn't know specifically, but they knew it could get out of hand. The next day, the 4th, the White House, Donald Trump, began discussions with the Pentagon about moving National Guard into D.C. to protect all government buildings, not just the Capitol, but the White House, all. But the law states clearly that in order to put troops in front of the Capitol on the Capitol grounds, because if you've been to the Capitol, it's a huge, you know, complex, that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has to request, along with Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. On the 5th, that was given to Pelosi and Bowser, that the White House was recommending National Guard be brought in by the Pentagon. Those women did not reply. And so the Guard was alerted, and this is all fact. It's absolute backed up fact. So that throws all criminal referrals about Donald Trump right out the window. Because if he wanted to incite violence, why would there be high-level meetings 3 days out to bring in a protective agency, the National Guard? It's a, you know, that's it. That's the exculpatory evidence that will knock out any kind of madness going forward. But the propaganda value of the January 6th committee is the only thing that progressive Democrats have now. That's it. All right. So what I am telling you is absolutely true. Was there strife between Donald Trump and his staff? Yes, there was. Trump, as always, reacted emotionally. Did Trump want a demonstration on his behalf in Washington? Yes, he did. He wanted one, a big demonstration. But he didn't want violence because that would have been insane. And he's not insane. So that is the truth. And that is the memo. Now let's go to Joe Biden. He's in Israel for a long time. He's not going to do anything there. He's just visiting and shaking hands. I guess he's trying to, you know, make amends. The Israelis love Trump, but they don't like Biden so much. And then on Saturday, he goes to Saudi Arabia, and this is embarrassing. So I talk about this with Sean Hannity on Hannity's radio program today. It's embarrassing that Joe Biden attacks the American fossil fuel industry, drives oil and gas prices up in the United States and worldwide, and now has to go to OPEC and plea that they harvest more oil. I mean, come on. How embarrassing is that? And that's what he's doing. So, you know, what do you say? He's another blunder from Joe Biden. Inflation stats out today, 9.1%. That means, as I said, $6,000 out of your pocket since Biden took over. Probably more than that. I think the $6,000 is a year figure, probably more. So energy up 42%, food up 10% at least, depends on where you live in the country. It's crazy. Now, energy prices are coming down, gas prices come down a little. If he makes a deal with OPEC, and I think Biden will, because the Saudis will go, we want this, and Biden will give it to them. Whatever they want, I don't know what they want. Probably guns, arms, planes, drones, something like that. So oil is going to come down a bit, but you're paying $4.70 rather than $5. All right, it's a little bit better, but come on. Again, I'll remind you, under Trump, gasoline averaged $2.40 a gallon. All right, 70% of Americans, according to Magnify Money, which is some group that does this kind of stuff, believe that a recession is coming. It's already here. I told you it's already here. Here are the questions. Do you think a recession is coming? 70s, yes. No, 6. Not sure, 24. Do you feel financially prepared for a recession? Yes, 32. No, 68. What are you doing to fight or prepare for a recession? Cutting back spending, 62%. That's absolutely what's happening. And we'll give you some good tips at the end of the broadcast to help you in that regard. Now, in the face of all this, I call them totalitarian left that wants to run the country with no dissent, they attack people like me, all right, and other people because they won't even consider our point of view. And if a lefty like Bill Maher, the comedian on HBO, if he criticizes them, they go crazy. And Dave Chappelle, the comedian, you know, on and on and on and on. So they don't have any sense of humor. That's gone. Now, it used to be they did. And I'm going to run you a clip. O'Reilly, John Stewart, you know the relationship that I had with him. Stewart is an ardent liberal, remains so this day. But we had fun with Stewart. Roll the tape. You were on Oprah.
I was on
with
Oprah.
With this book?
Yes.
I can't get on Oprah.
She doesn't like you.
I know. Why? Why do you think she doesn't
You're
like
not likable.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's just as simple as that?
No, it's not as simple as that. I don't know why. Maybe
she likes you. She really likes
but
you.
But your books are more polemics. This book is good humor. Nonsense, gibberish, well-crafted satire, depending on if I were on, let's say, a different network. But it's, yes, she enjoys that. She's not as into the polemic, let's say.
Okay. So she doesn't want to talk politics with somebody like me.
That's right.
She'd rather talk nonsense with somebody like you.
Now you're understanding daytime television. Well done, sir.
All right. So, I mean, that was just gold. All right. So we had a good relationship, Jon Stewart and me, and everybody watched, you know, and it kind of brought a little comfort to both sides that you can have that kind of a dialogue. But that's gone. So the guy who knows it's gone is Eddie Scari, who writes for the Washington Examiner. I want to get that correct. And he's got a little book, cute little book, out. Liberal Misery. You see that little unhappy face there? And he makes the point that it's really brutal out there. Eddie joins us from Washington. When did it change? When did it turn?
I would say that there was a real turning point. This has been the case for a while, but when I really started to notice it was in 2020. It was the campaign that was obviously very tense. There was the COVID nagging, stay home, social distance. Why are you traveling? Wear your mask. And then of course there were the mostly peaceful George Floyd riots. And I'm in that atmosphere, I started, you know, there were people. I live in Washington, D.C., so most of the people I deal with and associate with just happen to be liberal. It's a very liberal place. There were friends that no longer wanted to talk to me. If I was going on a date or even just like social gatherings, dinner parties, there were people who would suddenly erupt if you disagreed with them. And make you feel very, very uncomfortable, despite the fact that you're a perfect stranger. And yet they felt with impunity that they could say whatever it was they had to say and everyone should agree with it. That was when I started feeling the misery. And I would ask myself, why are liberals so miserable? And then I found while researching my book that there's actually a lot of data, surveys, and studies that answered that exact question.
All right. But I think you hit it. It was Donald Trump's election that really put the progressives into the miserable category. Number one, Yes. They couldn't believe it, that he was elected. And number two, they hate him so much. It's a visceral, emotional hate to this day. No matter how much Joe Biden destroys the country, no matter how many problems Biden brings, they would still vote for Biden over Trump. And that kind of irrational hatred, that just threw all discourse out. The clip I used with Jon Stewart was 2010. And, you know, it was intense. I mean, the Iraq War was intense. Barack Obama was intense. A lot of conservatives didn't like him. But you could still have that kind of, you know, genial back and forth. And now you can't. You never. Do you see any of that on cable TV or network TV? Any of that back and forth that Stewart and I once did?
No, absolutely not. One thing I will say is, yes, I do think that Donald Trump, the election of Donald Trump, kind of put this whole thing on steroids because he is everything and his supporters are everything that liberals hate. Masculinity, independence, strong independence. And I would say even patriotism for this country. But that was something I also wondered was, did it 100% start there? But there were, like I was telling you, there's all these surveys and studies about this. I found that, you know, Pew, Gallup, they tend to ask this similar questions each year. I went back to the Obama years and found that they were kind of expressing the same sentiment. Democrats and liberals were more likely to express a less satisfaction with their lives in every aspect, by the way. They were more likely to say that they would block somebody on social media because they didn't agree with them. More likely to say they're less happy with their marriages, their families, where they live, what their jobs are. So it wasn't just Trump, but yes, I do think that he put it on steroids. And then
to your other point. Then, right. And one of the surveys that you cite in your book says that religious people are the happiest group in America.
Yes, so if that's, you're a that's believer, something associated with happiness is religiosity.
Right. Because it's a higher power, and then there's a prayer that things might get better, and there's a hope. Hope is the big thing. Now, one of the things that disturbs me about the progressive left is the totalitarian aspect of it. And the media has propped that up. So Hollywood, almost 100% now progressive. I know very talented producers, writers, and actors who can't work because they won't be hired unless they take this kind of, are you a progressive? You know, it's almost like the McCarthy era. It is like the McCarthy era in reverse. You couple that with all of the media, corporate media, with the exception of Fox News, being left-wing, and younger Americans, say ages 15 to 30, they're indoctrinated because all they hear and see in entertainment, on the internet, on the news, is left-wing propaganda. Am I wrong?
No, there's an entire chapter about that in Liberal Misery that is just, if you don't, when it comes to entertainment, TV, Hollywood, movies, unless you're going to be really boring, you cannot say anything. You look at all of the late night shows, they're not funny anymore. You look at the award shows, which used to be something everyone enjoyed watching. You would get fun music, funny comedy, all sorts of stuff. Those are just now just basically political activism. And that's the reason for that is something I found was just that there is this all-consuming nature about politics with liberals and Democrats. It's what they wake up thinking about. It's what they go to bed thinking about. It has become something that they cannot take a break. That's why they can't entertain an idea, as you were just saying. Liberals don't want to see Jon Stewart with Bill O'Reilly. They want to see Jon Stewart with Noah whatever, the guy who replaced him. They want to see, and that guy is so unfunny. I cite him as an example in the book. He basically comes on TV and just says everyone's racist. That's his comedy routine.
Right, but none of them are successful.
The entertainment is gone.
Right, the three late night hosts are not successful. They don't draw an audience. Trevor Noah, you're referring to, took Stewart's place, not successful. None of them are successful. But you know what?
Chelsea Handler.
Corporate media doesn't care. They don't care. They're taking less profit because they want that ideology front and center rather than a Johnny Carson or a Jay Leno or even Letterman. Because I had a lot of good back and forth with Letterman. Okay? They would rather have fewer viewers than to stop the progressive madness. Last word.
Yeah, and because that this is another theme in my book, that corporations, the reason why everything is so woke now is because the left has pressured them and said, we are going to destroy your company if you don't come out and say exactly what we want you to say. You do not see that on the right. And that's another factor of Liberal Misery.
All right, the book Liberal Misery, How the Hateful Left Sucks Joy Out of Everything and Everyone, out now in softback. So it's not going to cost you a lot of money to read Eddie's book, and I think you'll learn something from it. Thanks, Ed. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, let's go over to Evaldi. So there's a tape, new tape out. I'm not going to really get into the tape too much because it's such a tragic thing. I mean, it's ridiculous that, you know, all these children were killed, 17 of them, and 19 students, two teachers, okay? So now the tape chronicles that it took 1 hour and 17 minutes for law enforcement to confront the murderer. So obviously this is unacceptable, but it's a more vivid display of the point I want to make here, which is a point that every American should understand. The police, and I am a police supporter. My grandfather was a New York City police officer, okay? The police cannot, and in some cases will not, protect Americans from violence. Uvalde is a perfect example. There's no excuse for this incompetence, none. But those kids, and I don't know whether they could be saved or not, 19 of them are dead. And the authorities waited outside for 1 hour and 17 minutes. No. So therefore, many Americans say we have to protect ourselves with guns. All right? And we need the ARs, and we need, we need permits to carry. We need the Second Amendment at the highest level because we have to protect ourselves. Now, I think most Americans are in that group now because they've seen that the authorities cannot protect you. But here's the irony of it. The totalitarian left that we're just talking about, they want to ban, in some cases, all guns. They'd like to go to the Japan system. All right, no guns. All right, but at the very minimum, ban weapons of war, the ARs and things like that. Okay. So we did an analysis of this. So from 1994 to 2004, ARs were banned in this country, okay, for 10 years. Before the ban, mass murder deaths in the USA, which is four or more fatalities, that's a mass murder event, four or more, averaged seven a year, okay, up until 1994. Then when the ban took place for 10 years, it dropped to five a year, okay? Then after the ban was lifted on weapons of war, it went up to 25 a year. Now that's a big jump, a five-fold jump of mass shootings. But here's the kicker. According to the FBI, 2.6 of all gun homicides are mass shootings. 2.6, 97.4 are criminals. Okay? Now, you don't diminish the 2.6 because the 19 kids are dead in Uvalde and the others. The Florida incident, the Connecticut incident, you can't diminish it. But it's infinitesimal. However, the progressive left, Joe Biden, all the Democratic Party, they want to ban the weapons, but they don't want to crack down on the criminals who have illegal weapons. They don't want to do that. Stop and frisk, throw it out. That was the most effective law enforcement tool to keep guns off the street and to keep gun-toting criminals at bay. Stop and frisk, throw it out. That's what the left wants. So the left doesn't want to solve the gun violence problem. It just wants to ban guns because the progressive left believes that Americans shouldn't have the ability to protect themselves or do much of anything else. The government has, in their eyes, the authority to tell us what to do in every case. That's what progressive leftism is. The government runs the economy, tells you how much money you can have. The government tells you what kind of car, what kind of fuel, what kind of food. The whole thing is totalitarian. And in every single totalitarian state that's ever existed, from the Nazis to the Russians to the Chinese to the Venezuelans to the Cubans, guns are the first thing that were banned. And so you know. Texas wind power. So down in Texas, I got a lot of friends down there. It is hot, as it is every summer. But now it's really hot. So about 15% of electricity in Texas is generated by wind or solar. Now, there's plenty of sun, but there's no wind. So wind turbines are operating at 8% of their potential output during this hellacious heat wave in Texas. These are the windmills. Only 8% is their output. So there have been almost 6,500 brownouts across the state of Texas where you lose air because the windmills can't supply the energy needed. This is the Green New Deal stuff.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Amazing. Dartmouth study. So Dartmouth is an Ivy League college in New Hampshire, very liberal. They do a study on how much damage fossil fuel emissions are doing to the planet. Now, I'll submit to you that this study was designed to say to all of us, global warming is a threat and it's man-made and you should do whatever the progressive left wants you to do. That's why the study was designed. But it's interesting on what they found out. So the biggest emitters in the world are USA, China, India, Russia, and Brazil. The biggest emitters of fossil fuels into the air that are hurting the ozone layer and causing the earth to warm. All right. Now in the USA, we're trying to mitigate that. And sometimes that has hurt our economy, which we really can't afford. But in India, which will soon become the world's most populated country, according to our international partner, Daily Chatter, next year, India is going to have more people than anybody else on the planet. India, China, and Russia aren't cooperating with anything. Nothing. They're putting coal out there, anything that they need to power. And they're not going to hurt their economies. Russia economy is faltering because of Ukraine. India is a mess. The biggest polluter on the face of the earth by far is India. And China's economy is going like this too. They're not going to do anything. So it all falls on USA. And Brazil's not going to do anything. Come on. And to me, as I am an environmentalist, I want the United States to lead the way. But you can't punish the American citizen in doing so. Hey, Texas, you know, I respect the wind turbines down there, but you need air conditioning. Okay, U.S. Central Command announces another ISIS leader has been waxed. He's off the face of the earth. A drone hit him. His name is Mar al-Aghal, A-G-A-L. There he is. He's dust. Okay, good. And Killing the Killers goes into how the USA is doing this with the drones, okay? Now, a lot of people say Biden, Biden, Biden. Biden kept in place the drone warfare and the hunt for ISIS, Al-Qaeda. That has not been dismantled. So the same people that were doing it on Trump were very effective are still there. So say goodbye to Mar al-Aghal. I wouldn't want to be where he is right now. He's dead. And please read Killing the Killers, and you'll find out exactly what the USA is doing in your name to protect you. Richest counties in America. All right, here they are. Number 15, Somerset County, New Jersey. All right, it is a suburb of New York City. Morris County, New Jersey, same. Hunterdon County, New Jersey, same. Then we go to San Francisco County. Los Alamos County, New Mexico is, I didn't know that. This is northwest of Santa Fe, the 11th richest county. I did not know that in the USA. Nassau County, where I am right now. Douglas County, Colorado, 40 miles south of Denver, suburb to Denver. Second crew, number 8, Marin County, just there. Very affluent place over the Golden Gate Bridge. Arlington County, Virginia, you know that, right outside of D.C. Howard County, Maryland, right outside of D.C. Fairfax County, Virginia, right outside of D.C., San Mateo County, directly south of San Francisco, Santa Clara, that is between San Francisco and Monterey, Falls Church, Virginia, right outside of D.C., and number one, richest county in the USA, Loudoun County, where they had all that problem in the schools, that is a suburb of D.C. as well. Beautiful place, Loudoun County. All right, this day in history, July 13th, 1985, Live Aid hit the airwaves. Go. We get down and out, and there seems no hope at all. But if you just believe, there's no way we can fall. Well, when I realize all that All right, it was 37 years ago. All of that was associated with Live Aid, and was started by Bob Geldof, who was a singer in a group, Boomtown Rats. They raised an amazing $127 million. There's Geldof. And it was to bring food to the starving people in Africa and Ethiopia. $127 million. However, as always, much of the money didn't get to the starving people. Okay, because there's no regulation. Once you raise the money and you send it into the countries, the Derg military junta and that ruled Ethiopia at the time took it, a lot of it. Same thing with Haiti. You know the story there. You send the money over, boom, it's gone. But it was a noble effort. Live Aid, 37 years ago today. Right back with mail and a Smart Life segment. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, let's get to the mail. We got Tanya, concierge member. Please check that out. It will enhance your life. Pete Buttigieg, the gas prices are up. I'm mad about it. The president's mad about it. You don't get elected to be mad, you moron. That's Tanya's word. You get elected to fix the problems. Right on, Tanya. John, concierge member. Solar energy has been around for decades, and we have yet to see a significant technological breakthrough. That's true, but we shouldn't stop trying. Margaret, what I can't believe is why 81 million people in this country could not see the incompetence of Joe Biden. I really think that down the road we'll find out that the election was rigged and it was just like the Russia collusion story. The only way, Margaret, the only way that will ever be established is if a Republican president puts a special counsel investigation to look at the whole election. Trump might do it if he's reelected. I don't know. David Ostendorp, Baltimore. Did President Trump and Melania ever get their presidential portraits? Yes, they are underway. The National Portrait Gallery tells us those pictures are in motion, and they should be. Lawrence Cuatico, what's going on with the boosters? Already had my second shot. Now they want another one. Please explain. I can't explain it, Lawrence, in San Diego. All right. CDC says it mitigates COVID if you get it. You won't die, you won't have to go to the hospital. But it looks like an unending, and Americans are just kind of tuning out now. Tom and Priscilla Happel, Highlands Ranch, Colorado, nice town. Your program has helped all of us to understand why and to what degree the Democrats and media are going to alter America's way of life. Will the Republican Party, if elected in the midterms, take the bull by the horns and get us back on track? Well, I can promise you if the Republicans win, there'll be plenty of bull. I don't know about the horns, and I don't know if they'll solve any problems, but can't do any worse. Okay. We also have advanced copies of Killing the Legends. You can order that on BillO'Reilly.com if you re-up your premium membership or upgrade to concierge membership free. And Killing the Killers, if you want that, get that free also. Word of the day, hackneyed, H-A-C-K-N-E-Y-E-D. Do not be hackneyed when writing to us. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Back with the Smart Life in a moment.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Okay, so the Smart Life segment, and we need your help. If you have tips that can save your other fellow Americans money or smart things that you do, send them to us and we'll tell millions about them. All right, so for example, Alan Bourne in Wheeling, Illinois says, hey, Bill, when I go to a restaurant beforehand, I go to the website so I know what I'm getting into and I can calculate what I'm going to buy there. Very good. I do that. Kim, Atlanta, Georgia, Amazon Prime Day is Tuesday and Wednesday. And if you go there, you can get huge discounts on most stuff. I pre-ordered Killing the Killers with the discount, and we'll do the same thing with Killing the Legends. All right, Amazon Prime Day, Tuesday, Wednesday. I guess they switch it around, but yeah, you can buy food there. You can buy everything there. That's a great tip. Craig Chemily, Tingsboro, Massachusetts. When I buy something online, which everybody does now, I immediately go and Google the product, and often they have discount coupons. Whoa, what a good tip. So say you want to buy a jacket, or you want to buy some food or drinks, you go to Google, you put the product in, and then you could get, if they have it, and a lot of times they do, discounts. I didn't know that because I don't live on the internet, but now Craig has helped me out. Because I buy stuff now, food in particular, you know, bulk food, and you get a 30% off coupon or something. Hey. So it used to be in the newspapers you got these discounted coupons, but now you Google a product, there it is. I bought a jacket because 30% off. I need a little fall jacket coming up. That was great. Now I hope it fits. You know, I am an XXL because they cut back the fabrics. So I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4", about 205 pounds. All right, but I used to be an XL. Now I'm an XXL. I got a 36-inch waist. So that makes it pretty tough because a lot of the XXLs are, you know, built for a linebacker. So I comes in, it's like a tent. I'm sorry, I'm whining and I'm diverting, but anyway. Food, I know I can get, and I know there's not going to be a problem with it on the internet. So check out Craig's suggestion on Google the item. And we want you, again, send us smart life tips, anything at all. Help your fellow Americans. We got to fight this Biden incompetence. That's what we're doing here. We're giving you tips to fight this craziness so you don't lose $6,000-$7,000 a year. Thank you very much for listening on the radio, watching the No Spin News on our distributors all over the world. We are very pleased you take the time. We'll see you again soon.